The housing market is still in a slump, but with prices so low in many parts of the country, investors are snapping up properties with cash. Roughly one-third of homes purchased in the United States this year were bought that way. That is three times the normal rate, according to the National Association of Realtors. In Baltimore, more than half of homes sold this year have been bought with cash, as NPR's Alex Kellogg reports.
Janet Tonkins is making a name for herself around Baltimore, and she's not above bragging about it.
I am known as the Baltimore real estate diva. I buy properties just like a lot of women buy shoes.
But instead of shopping at high-end boutiques, Tonkins shops in transitioning Baltimore neighborhoods. Most of her tenants are low-income renters who qualify for federally subsidized housing. That's guaranteed money. But she still goes the extra mile, putting granite countertops and hardwood floors in her homes.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
All right, so we're going to go to 720 Newington.
On a recent afternoon, she picked up a prospective renter who didn't have a car, a 28-year-old single mother named Andrea Jeter. Tonkins used to invest elsewhere in the country, but for the past 2 years, she's bought only in Baltimore, the city she calls home. She's purchased more than two dozen properties here, each dirt cheap and bought with nothing but cash.
Baltimore right now is an excellent time in Baltimore City to buy properties. Properties that were going 2 or 3 years ago for $300,000 and $400,000, you can now pick them up for $20,000 to $30,000.
Baltimore's median home sales price slipped to just $95,000 this spring. That's helped cash home sales reach their highest rate on record. 62% of home sales were cash sales in May, according to MRIS, the Regional Real Estate Listing Service. One reason? Banks and credit unions remain reluctant to make loans. There's also a glut of distressed properties on the market in Baltimore, meaning homes that are vacant, in foreclosure, or the like. In fact, more than half of all homes sold so far this year in Baltimore were distressed.
I mean, all those things are bad, but at the same time, it's good. I look at it as a good opportunity for me.
That's Juan Zayas. Like Tonkins, he has been gobbling up rundown properties in recent years.
The more damages, the more messed up or the more distressed the property look, the more I can see like a diamond in the rough.
On a recent afternoon, he gave me a tour of several homes he owns, including a duplex he bought in Northeast Baltimore in May. He paid just $45,000 for the home. A worker spackling drywall on the second floor is making just one of many improvements. Zayas plans to put about $75,000 worth of work into the property.
All I got to do is just polish it, make it really nice, you know, to get a true gem. So when I looked at this property, that's what it was.
When that's done, he says its market value, even today, is more than $200,000. But investors like Zayas and Tonkins rarely resell homes quickly. More often than not, they rent them out. That's because while home prices are dropping nationwide, rents are rising. So Zayas fixes up the properties he buys, hoping that in several years, home prices will rise again. City officials in Baltimore are welcoming this new crop of investors.
Some people say, well, these guys are bottom feeders, they're slumlords. Actually, they are the antidote to the slumlords because they are providing a product of quality for these renters.
That's Paul Graziano, Baltimore's housing commissioner.
Not only are they creating more homeownership opportunities, but also a much better quality of rental housing, affordable rental housing through Section 8.
A glut of vacant bank-owned properties, many of them in disrepair, may not sound like a recipe for a housing turnaround. But city officials say this is Baltimore's best bet right now. Alex Kellogg, NPR News.